product managers are finally getting tools that speak both business and code. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 173. I'm Iso, and I've got Boone with me to dig into something that's been making rounds in PM circles. This app called Codex that's changing how product managers actually work with engineering teams.
And before anyone gets confused, this isn't OpenAI's Codex. This is a completely different tool built specifically for product management workflows.
Right. So here's why this matters right now. I was talking to a PM friend last week who spent 3 hours in a meeting trying to explain why a feature request wasn't just adding a button. Sound familiar, Boone?
Oh, absolutely. The classic how hard could it be scenario. PMs get caught between stakeholders who think everything's simple and engineers who need actual technical specifications.
Exactly. And that's the gap Codex is trying to fill. It's not another Kanban board or roadmap tool. It's specifically designed to translate product requirements into something engineers can actually work with.
So how does it actually work? Are we talking about some kind of natural language processing that converts user stories into technical specs?
That's part of it. From what I'm seeing, you input your product requirements, could be user stories, feature descriptions, whatever, and Codex analyzes them against your existing code base and architecture.
Wait, it integrates with your actual code base? That's interesting. Most PM tools live in their own silo.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention. It connects to your GitHub repos, understands your tech stack, and then suggests implementation approaches. So instead of just saying build user authentication, it might suggest using your existing auth service and point to specific API endpoints.
That's actually clever. It's like having a technical translator that knows your system architecture. What kind of suggestions does it make?
From the demo I saw, it breaks down features into technical tasks, estimates complexity based on your code base, and even flags potential conflicts with existing functionality. One PM showed how it caught that a new notification feature would conflict with their existing push notification system.
Now that's useful. I'm curious about the AI component though. Is this using some kind of code analysis model or is it more rule-based?
Good question. It seems to be using a combination. There's definitely some ML happening. It learns from your team's past implementations and gets better at estimating effort and suggesting approaches.
So it's building a model of how your specific team works, not just generic software patterns. That makes sense. Generic estimates are usually wrong anyway.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting from a product perspective. It's not trying to replace project management. It's focused on that specific moment when a PM needs to communicate technical feasibility and implementation details.
Right, because that's where most PM tools fall short. They're great for tracking progress, but terrible at helping PMs understand what they're actually asking for technically.
The workflow integration is smart too. Instead of living in another tab, it plugs into Slack, Jira, Linear, wherever your team already communicates. So when someone asks, can we add social login? You can get a technical breakdown without leaving your conversation.
That's the key insight right there. The tool needs to live where the conversations happen, not force everyone into another platform. How's the adoption been?
From what I'm hearing, it's catching on with PMs at mid-sized tech companies. Places with enough technical complexity that communication gaps actually hurt, but not so large that everything's already locked into enterprise tools.
Makes sense. Startups might not need it yet, and big enterprises probably have their own solutions, but that middle ground where PMs need to be more technical without becoming engineers themselves.
I'm giving this a solid B+ so far. It's solving a real problem, the integration approach is smart, and it's not trying to boil the ocean. My only question is whether it stays focused or tries to become yet another all-in-one PM platform.
Yeah, feature creep is the enemy of good tools like this. The value is in doing one thing really well, like bridging that PM to engineering communication gap.
So what should people actually go build or try with this? Boone, I know you're already thinking about weekend projects.
Huh. You know me too well. First thing I'd try is building a simple version that connects to a GitHub repo and analyzes complexity for new feature requests. Start with something like lines of code changed for similar past features.
That's actually a great starting point. For PMs listening, I'd suggest trying Codex if you're in that sweet spot of needing better technical communication. But also, start documenting your own patterns. What features actually took longer than expected, and why?
And if you're building tools in this space, focus on workflow integration over standalone apps. The magic happens when the tool disappears into existing conversations, not when it creates new ones. I'm definitely adding a repo analysis script to my weekend list.
Perfect. The real test for tools like Codex is whether they make those PM engineering conversations more productive, not whether they eliminate them entirely. That's what we'll be watching as this space evolves.